gathered in universities, in town halls, and in churches all over the world. Sometimes I've spoken to a few men in prison who stood behind bars and listened hungrily. Once to a group of 6 missionaries in Japan who offered me hospitality during a 28-hour rainstorm in which more than 1,000 persons perished around us. Groups of hundreds and crowds of thousands have listened under pandals, a wide roof protecting the congregation from the hot sun in India, and in theatres in South America. I've spoken to tens of thousands at one time in the giant stadiums of America and retreated to the mountains of North Carolina to spend time with a small group of girls in a summer camp. God so loved the world, John chapter 3, verse 16, Jesus said, and that is why I keep going even into my 80th years, because we've a story to tell to the nations, a story of love and light. God has plans, not problems, for our lives. Before she died in the concentration camp in Ravensbrück, my sister Betsy said to me, "Corrie, your whole life has been a training for the work you're doing here in prison and for the work you will do afterward." The life of a Christian is an education for higher service. No athlete complains when the training is hard. He thinks of the game or the race. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "In my opinion, whatever we may have to go through now is less than nothing compared with the magnificent future God has planned for us. The whole creation is on tiptoe to see the wonderful sight of the sons of God coming into their own. The world of creation cannot as yet see reality, not because it chooses to be blind, but because in God's purpose it has been so limited, yet it has been given hope. And the hope is that in the end the whole of created life will be rescued from the tyranny of change and decay and have its share in that magnificent liberty which can only belong to the children of God. It is plain to anyone with eyes to see that at the present time all created life groans in a sort of universal travail. And it is plain too that we who have a foretaste of the Spirit are in a state of painful tension while we wait for that redemption of our bodies, which will mean that at last we've realized our full sonship in him." Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 23, Phillips. Looking back across the years of my life, I can see the working of a divine pattern which is the way of God with his children. When I was in a prison camp in Holland during the war, I often prayed, "Lord, never let the enemy put me in a German concentration camp." God answered no to that prayer. Yet in the German camp, with all its horror, I found many prisoners who had never heard of Jesus Christ. If God had not used my sister Betsy and me to bring them to him, they would never have heard of him.